This podcast is sponsored by WordSprint, helping you stay in touch with your tribe.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballou. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Here we are in the second 100 of the podcast, 102. Today's topic is about discernment. Oh my goodness, could we say a lot about discernment or what? I'm thinking that discernment is a constant journey of discovery. This is Hugh Ballou, Orchestrating Success. It's converting passion to profit in all of the forms of that word. It's really about building our capacity, our skill set, our abilities. So the leadership skill of discernment is where we are today. Comment, HughBallouPodcast.com. Love your comments on any of these. It's a two-way conversation. I share ideas that I've learned from lots of people and would love dialogue on these. So the leadership skill of discernment. Here's a Seth Godin quote. The culture of compromise is often accepted as the price of mass, but in fact, this is the crowded road to popular acceptance, and it works far less often than the compromisers believe it will. That's one of his daily posts, which are so pithy and spot on, the difference between mass and banality. And then here's one from the Vincent Discernment Decision-Making site. The quote is by Loretto Gettemeyer. Ours is a world where we are saturated with information, which we are expected to absorb and to respond to, often instantly. Not only must we respond, but the expectation is that we will make decisions with wisdom and justice, with compassion, and with a whole array of other values. We're here to make the best decisions as leaders. A big part of leadership is decision making. I advocate not making decisions in a vacuum. Leadership is establishing a culture of excellence. Leadership is building a team of leaders. Leadership is a collaboration that builds synergy. Wow. Leadership continues to define itself in many ways for me. Despite all of these things that I've said about leadership and collaboration, the leader is ultimately responsible for the decisions. Therefore, discernment is a key to leadership and a key leadership skill. Having written my guiding principles, I consider that an essential step for a leader to have in being able to have discernment in making effective decisions. There should be guiding principles for the leader personally, guiding principles for the organization, the team, the board, and for any group or person working on making decisions. These principles provide a lens for viewing the issues and for guiding the decisions. As the second quote above points out, we have lots of data coming at us rapidly. This only complicates our decision-making process. Therefore, I have created these three principles for anchoring myself in making decisions. Number one, there's one, two, three, four, three of these, and I did say three, and a subset of the third one. So number one, perspective. This is the most difficult of the three. We have so many things coming at us, it's important to get away from the tyranny of the urgent to understand the consequences of each decision. One great tool is the four quadrants taught by Stephen Covey. These quadrants are urgent and critical, urgent, not critical, not urgent and critical, not urgent and not critical. Planning our work helps us to in the not urgent and critical quadrant. Unfortunately, we spend too much time in the urgent and critical quadrant, wasting time and energy by losing the choice of the best timing in making a decision. There are sliding priorities, of course, that are not predictable. So careful planning allows us to accommodate for those sliding priorities. Otherwise, we are so driven by the urgent that was left to the last minute, we compromise both the new priority and that which was left undone. This creates stress. So number one was perspective. And number two, emotion. Managing stress is so critical for leaders. Moving from principle one above to this one shows how connected our work is. When one element is out of balance, the entire body of work is influenced, usually in a negative way. Managing self is the principal leadership mandate. Managing self means managing anxiety. There are ways to manage anxiety. Probably many ways to manage anxiety. So learn and apply the method that works best for you. If the leader is anxious, then the team is anxious. Being anxious puts our thinking into feeling. Making emotional decisions typically blocks rational thinking. Have a process for making decisions that points to rational thinking by you and your team. Third point, which has subpoints, process. So the first one was perspective, second was emotion, third is process. Having perspective and being balanced emotionally means you can follow the process you have created for growing the enterprise that you lead. Thinking in systems means establishing a process for yourself and your team. Here are my three process steps. The first one is, these are actually four steps. Create and utilize guiding principles. We define core values and feel good about them, and then they're simply a memory. Take those values and create guiding principles for yourself and the organization you lead. Use them for every decision. Define group process. Define the level of decision-making for each team member. Learn to delegate and create follow-up methods for accountability. Don't delegate and forget until the deadline. Set up check-in points for mentoring and course correction. Next, ask for team input for decisions. You will discover that you might have missed something, some detail, and that may create a problem. You might find that someone has a useful suggestion that maybe we hadn't considered before. Getting input does not mean that the leader must do what others say. It's a way for getting buy-in and clarity. Set boundaries for what you will and will not accept. Make decisions based on those principles that you define rather than wanting people to like you. That's a challenge for me. It's better to be respected than to be liked. Be flexible. Sometimes we choose a pathway that doesn't work, even with all the work to be sure it's the best choice. Stop when it's evident that the decision is not good and address it with your team. Be transparent. That's a good leadership trait. Be human. Don't try to be perfect. Being human is better than being perfect. Define a process and continually work on self. Leadership and communication are both based on relationship. Always work on relationships. This is Hugh Ballou. I want to tell you about WordSprint, the sponsor for this podcast. WordSprint helps me stay in touch with my tribe. They're a printing house, but they're really a mailing house, but they're really a client maintenance system. They are a top-of-mind marketing system. Bill Gilmer and his team at WordSprint do marvelous work in staying in touch with donors for my charity, staying in touch with customers. We send them a piece of mail. We back it up with an email. The open rate is incredible. The response rate is incredible. The return to donate, return to buy rate is incredible. Stay in touch with your tribe. WordSprint.com. WordSprint, SPRINT.com. Book a free consultation. You'll be glad that you did. It will level out your revenue and keep your tribe active. This is Hugh Ballew. I hope this discernment piece was helpful. It's a constant journey thinking about making our best decisions and working on self. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.